So West Alabama will have Adam Chamblee, Trey Williamon, and Daniel Bolte to go up against Colton Cross, whose first pitch is swung in line down the right field line. That'll be a fair ball as Chamblee will round first base. He'll motor on into second. The throw not in time. It's Adam Chamblee with the first pitch swinging and a double down the right field line.
Yeah, that time Adam Chamblee puts himself in position to score once again. He's tops on the team in runs scored as well as on base percentage. Does a good job of getting on base. And Chamblee that time shows excellent bat control. Little spray shot to right field close to the line. Gets him standing up at second with Williamon at the plate.
So we talked about it for Tyler Richburg in the first inning. And this will be the similar assignment for Trey Williamon here, and to get the lead runner at second base to third with no outs as Cross delivers low with an off-speed pitch.
Yeah, Williamon, the big third baseman in there now. Did well last week against Christian Brothers University.
Chamblee at second gets a good lead as Cross out of the stretch. Fastball inside and a touch high for a 2-0 count. Daniel Bolte on deck for West Alabama. Williamon, just a shade under 300 with no homers and 13 RBIs. Pitch from Cross is fouled off and out of play.
And as we mentioned earlier, four players on the starting nine of this West Alabama baseball team batting over 300. Williamon, as we spoke of, just under 300 with that 299 mark. With a base hit now, could go over that and possibly put a run across the board.
No score. Bottom of the second inning. Runner at second and Chamblee. Crossed with the pitch. That's high. And it's Williamon in the driver's position now. Ahead in the count, 3-1.
And Williamon with 13 RBIs on the year.
No outs. That's the outfield straightaway. Infield playing back for shorter. 3-1. Good curveball that time hits the inside corner. So a full count for Trey Williamon.
And if Williamon does not get on base, makes it up, has gotten on base more than anybody else on the team as far as walks and hit by pitches go on the year.
Here comes the payoff pitch with Chamblee going. It swung and lifted that into left center field as this has a charge to it. And it'll one-hop the wall. So Chamblee can trot home as Williamon coasts into second. It gives West Alabama a 1-0 lead.
A one hop off the wall for Trey Williamon. A pull type of hitter, but waits on his pitch. It's right there down low inside and able to get around on it and get his 14th RBI of the season is Trey Williamon.
I tell you, Hunter, if you had teed that one up at the Livingston Country Club, I don't think Trey Williamon could have driven it any further with a driver off the first tee that time than he did that time in his last at bat. So it's an RBI double for Trey Williamon as Daniel Bolte comes up to the plate with West Alabama leading 1-0. Pitch is popped up right side as making the catch will be Matthews for out number one. So Daniel Bolte doesn't even have time to get adjusted at the plate as he's retired. One away for Joel Murphy as Williamon still at second base. Joel Murphy, 237, with no homers and 11 RBIs. Murphy, a two-year starter for the University of West Alabama at shortstop, as Cross delivers out of the stretch a fastball high.
Murphy coming in, as you spoke of, James, batting 237 on the year. This West Alabama baseball team, 286 altogether.
Murphy struggling in his sophomore season, 237 from the plate, and team-high 13 errors in the field. Cross will look the runner back at second base in Trey Williamon.
Have had a relatively light wind blowing out of right center, straight out for most of the part today.
Count it 1-0 to Joel Murphy. Stretch and pitch. Fastball must have been a little bit high, according to Lee Ishman. So Murphy in a good position now with a 2-0 count for one of the hottest hitters in the South region in Jacoby Robinson on deck. 2-0 is fouled back. Not a bad pitch to swing at there, as instead they'll say no pitch and a balk called.
Well, let's move the runner over to third now. Another RBI opportunity for the Tigers and Joel Murphy. Murphy, the 6'1", 175-pounder out of Mandeville, Louisiana.
So didn't even catch that balk until William Ahn walked into third base, so that will actually not be a pitch. It's still a 2-0 count. Cross out of the stretch. He'll come set. And the 2-0 on the inside corner. So a 2-1 count with West Alabama leading 1-0 game one of the Twin Bill today. Senior weekend for the University of West Alabama as they're celebrating 9 seniors on this year's squad. 2-1 is way high. So 3-1 count. Jacoby Robinson on deck. Infield back except at third for Shorter.
Murphy has 4 sacrifice bunts on the year.
Pitch is curveball as Murphy wanted to go down to first base that time, but will have to be called back on the called strike. Just one out as the inning began with Chamblee and William on doubling and scoring the run. 3-2 is taken on the outside corner as Murphy definitely wasn't expecting the changeup and goes down looking.
Yeah, that time he saw a breaking pitch go off the outside corner that time, was expecting fastball inside, and they gave him another breaking pitch right off the outside corner.
So despite giving up 3 doubles, Colton Cross hanging in there has only allowed 1 run through almost the first 2 innings as Jacoby Robinson, with a 16-game hitting streak coming in, set the plate as he will take the curveball that must have been outside. Jacoby Robinson, with a 16-game hitting streak, leads the Gulf South Conference with a .408 average, no homers, and 12 RBIs. 1-0 must have been outside. 2 good pitches that time from Cross, just missed a hair out of the strike zone.
Has hit safely in 17 straight ball games, as well as the 16-game hitting streak for Robinson.
So the 2-0 upcoming is a little bit outside again. That's now a 3-0 count.
An obvious take sign going to be on here, but a hit is as good as a walk when you got Robinson on. They can move around the bases quickly.
Well, and you have Mitch Holgate on deck. The 3-0. An obvious take sign and down the middle with a strike.
Robinson's one of those guys, plays his role, knows his role well on this team, can hit the ball on the ground and get on base safely.
3-1 upcoming from Cross out of the stretch. Pitch is low for ball 4. So Jacoby Robinson reaches on a walk. It's coming up to the plate will be Mitch Holgate, who extended his hitting streak in the first inning with a leadoff double in the first.
So that extends the on-base streak for Jacoby Robinson as he gets on in 18 consecutive ball games. Now Mitch Holgate coming in currently 14 straight games has reached base safely.
In fact, Mitch Holgate was one of the better players for West Alabama last year and has a team-leading 6 homers as Robinson goes, as the throw down will be a 1 hopper, not in time, as Jacoby Robinson will get an easy steal of second base.
And that's what he does best. Just has a great initial first jump, does Robinson, and does a good job of being aware of pitchers' tendencies that time, does it, as he's done well all year and gets to second.
So runners at second and third, Robinson at second, and William on at third. 2 outs, 1-0 West Alabama leads as Cross delivers the 1-0. Outside corner, a fastball. Now, this is one of those areas for West Alabama that they struggled in last year and was getting key 2-out RBIs, as they've done a better job for the most part this year in clutch hitting this in 2014. Holgate will take the overhead curveball. High strike that time. It's a 1-2 count for Mitch Holgate.
Need a 2-out RBI from the man who leads this team in RBIs, and Mitch Holgate. He has 30 so far on the season.
Infield back at all positions. Outfield straight away in medium depth for Shorter. 1-2 up coming from Cross. A fastball just a little bit above the belt, called a ball.
Setting Holgate up outside. They don't want to give him anything near inside or low, which is the wheelhouse for Mitch Holgate.
Mitch Holgate, a couple of homers last week at Christian Brothers. The 2-2 is popped right side, and that will get out of play. Got a good crowd here at Tart Field. And still a few of the decks out in right center field available, but a solid crowd for the senior weekend doubleheader today. count at 2-2. William on at third, Robinson at second base. Stretch, four cross. Two-strike pitch. It's popped up into right center field as coming over will be Radetzky, as he'll put it away to retire the side. So West Alabama gets a leadoff double. In fact, get the first two batters on with doubles. They get one run, could have gotten more, as we're through two innings of play. 1-0, West Alabama leads Shorter University on ESPN 104.9 and ESPN 104.9.com.